Some folks are building homes out here and panic ahead. So busy with their fortune, they forget what Jesus said about the fig tree growing and the fig tree's budding leaves. Are you in that number getting ready to live? Let's start that one again. Oh, some folks are building homes down here and panic ahead. So busy with their fortune, they forget what Jesus said about the wars and earthquakes and the victories but in late. But are you in that number getting ready to live? Oh, ready to live in the twinkling of an eye, making investments in that bank up in the sky. Happy preparation, not a reason to pray. Are you in that number getting ready to live? Sinner, what's the reason for your needless delay? While you're hesitating, Christ could come just any day. Heed the Savior calling, make your way to Calvary. Are you in that number getting ready to live? Oh, ready to live in that twinkling of an eye, making investments in that bank up in the sky. Happy preparation, reason to pray. Are you in that number getting ready to live? Oh, sinner. Oh, sinner, what's the reason for your needless delay? While you're hesitating, Christ could come just in it. Make your way to Calvary, make your way to Calvary. Are you in that number getting ready to live? Oh, ready to live in the twinkling of an eye, making investments in that bank up in the sky. Happy preparation, not a reason to grieve. Are you in that number getting ready to live? Are you in that number getting ready to live? Amen. Simple songs. I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. Hallelujah! If it hadn't been for Jesus, oh, where could I be? I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. Oh, if it had not been for Jesus, oh, where could I be? I'm so glad that the Lord brought me. I've been singing since Jesus brought me out. I've been singing since Jesus brought me out. If it had not been for Jesus, oh, where could I be? I've been singing since Jesus brought me out. Oh, I've been happy since Jesus brought me out. Been happy since Jesus brought me out. Oh, if it had not been for Jesus, oh, where could I be? I've been singing since Jesus brought me out. I'm so glad the Lord brought me out. I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. Oh, I'm been happy for Jesus. Oh, where could I be? I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. I've been shouting since the Lord brought me out. Been shouting since the Lord brought me out. If it had not been for Jesus, oh, where could I be? I've been shouting since the Lord brought me out. Oh, I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. If it had not been for Jesus, Oh, where could I be? I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. Oh, I've been singing since the Lord brought me out. Singing, I've been singing since the Lord brought me out. If it had not been for Jesus, oh, where would I be? I've been singing since the Lord brought me out. I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. Oh, so glad that the Lord brought me. Oh, so, so glad. If it had not been for Jesus, oh, where would I be? I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. Oh, aren't you glad that the Lord brought you? Aren't you glad that the Lord brought you? Aren't you glad if it had not been for Jesus? Oh, where would I be? Aren't you glad that the Lord brought me? I'm so glad that the... Hallelujah! I'm so glad that the... Thank you, Lord! Oh, if it had not been for Jesus, oh, where would I be? I'm so glad that the Lord brought me. One more time, I'm so glad that the Lord brought me. I'm so glad that the Lord brought me. I'm so glad if it had not been for Jesus, oh, where would I be? I'm so glad that the Lord. One more time for Jesus, I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. If it had not been for Jesus, oh, where would I be? I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. Amen. Amen. Let's sing that song. They were in an upper chamber. They were all in one accord. Because we can receive that same one accord that they receive. If we can, they can receive the blessing if we can get the one accord. Amen. We want to get that today. Amen. They were in an upper chamber. They were all in one accord. When the Holy Ghost came, oh, as was promised by our Alleluia. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now and baptize everyone. Yes, this power from heaven be descended with the sound of fire. Oh, rushing wind, tongues of fire came down upon them as the Lord said it. Alleluia, oh Lord, send the power just now. Just now, Lord, oh Lord, send the power just now and baptize everyone. Yes, this old time power was given to our fathers who were true. This is promised to be to the believers and will all me have it. Alleluia, oh Lord, send your power. Send your power, Lord. Oh Lord, send the power. Send your power, Lord. Oh Lord, send the power. Just now, get baptized. Yes, it's promised to believers. Alleluia. Yes, this old time power was given to our fathers who were true. Oh yes, this is promised to believers and we all may have. Oh, please Lord, send your power. Oh Lord, send your power just now. Oh, Lord, send your power, Lord. Oh.
It reminds us, musicians, please wait a little.
Amen.
It reminds us of that great day. Amen. When they were in the upper room.
Amen.
Oh, something happened. Amen. To bring a difference.
Hallelujah.
And that difference is what we uphold in this our time.
Amen.
Amen. The power of the Holy Ghost sweeping over the children of God to turn us, to bring the manifestation of the sons of God into our lives. Praise the Lord. Oh, how many appreciate Him?
Amen.
We've in the middle of the week. We thank the Lord so far from Sunday. The Lord has been so merciful to us. His grace has been sufficient for us. He has protected us. His mercies, which endured forever, has endured for us. In all things that we have done so far, praise God. Before we pray, as we are standing, let's just turn to the reading of the word first. Amen. Let's turn to John 12, 20 and 21. John 12, we read 20 and 21. And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we would see Jesus."
Amen.
Our second reading is Hebrews 13:8. Ah, that great text. Almost the prophet have used this text in almost every message. Praise the Lord. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus, the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen. Shall we bow our heads?
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, oh, how we appreciate you, Lord Jesus, for yet another moment like this, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the day so far. Oh, we have been to work, we have been to school. Oh, we have been also, Lord Jesus, to other parts, oh God, for our businesses. And Father, we thank you that you have given us journey mercies for our various homes to be here tonight, Lord. Father, we know when we come like this, oh God, we know you meet with your worshippers, oh God. So we believe that, Lord, you are here. Father, prayers have already been offered. Oh, that, Lord, you put me aside, Lord.
Amen.
And Father, tonight, your children, Lord, we are all looking to you, God. The purpose for calling us, we sit at your feet this evening, Lord. Father, let your word of God come. And Lord, anoint us and lift us up, even as they were in the upper room, when the all spirit swept over them, oh God, and brought a change. Lord, that's what, Lord God, tonight also we want that same experience, Lord.
Amen.
That something, oh God, be said that, Lord, will really, oh, have a preeminence in our lives, oh God. Oh, Father, things that, oh God, will be able to bring the fruits out of it, oh God. So Lord Jesus, even as we are here, oh God, oh, to pray, we pray that, Lord Jesus, oh, you grant us, Lord, the spirit of prayer. That, Lord, we will, our utterances, oh God, will not come, oh, from human, oh, needs, but, Lord, what the Holy Spirit wants us to be, oh God. Father, we ask once again, the Lord, you bless us, Lord, because we know that we will never live here the same. So we, Lord, with our expectation now, wait, oh God, speak now, Lord, to us. In the name of Jesus Christ,
Amen.
We pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Now, let's look at this. He said, "Sir, we will see Jesus." And I believe these Greeks, what they express, their desire is for every true Christian.
Amen.
Amen. What they desired is for every true Christian.
Hallelujah.
Wanting to see what Jesus. That's why we are here. We never came here to see the preacher, to see ourselves, but we came knowing that we will see him this evening. Praise the Lord. So I want us to sing this song before we sit down. We are here to praise you.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's sing it with all our heart, because it is him we've come to meet. It's him we've come here to see. And it's him that we've come to praise, worship, and give all that is in us to him.
Real
purpose
why we are here tonight, Lord.
The best that you can
That's
bring.
That's our purpose, Lord, tonight.
Oh, bringing you
the
alive.
The reason why we're here,
bringing you alive.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Rising from our
hearts. Right from the deep of our hearts, Lord.
Heart.
We bring
everything.
Because you first loved us. You first
we are
loved
us. We are
That's why you purchased our salvation on
to praise you, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Lift our hands and oh,
yes,
we lift
Lord.
Our hands
we
and sing to you.
See you, Lord.
We are it.
We come, Lord, to
give to you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, reveal yourself.
Oh, bringing
you
alive, bringing you alive.
Oh, that's our prayer, Lord Jesus. That's our prayer. Tonight.
Rising from our hearts.
That's our prayer, Lord.
Ask everything we need. As Christ, I love you.
Oh, let's do it once again. Let's do it once again. Oh, yes, Lord.
We are here to praise you, Lord. Oh, we lift our hands and sing to you, Lord. We are here to grieve you, Lord. Yes, that we can
pray.
Oh, bringing you alive.
And commit yourself into his hands.
Amen.
Lord,
Father,
I've come to
you
see you. I've come to see you. And all that is within me, I give you, Lord. I've brought the best that, Lord, I can. As even Abel brought the right sacrifice, Lord, tonight.
Father, we praise you. We worship.
Rising from our hearts, everything within us, Lord, cry this evening. The Lord, we love you. We've come to see you, Lord Jesus. We've come to see you, Lord. With a true, pure heart, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We've come, O God.
Lord Savior, as a lack of
with faith in our hearts, Lord.
God, that, Lord, I will again.
We believe it, Lord Jesus,
Lord
that tonight
Savior, oh God, I mean, your, Lord Savior,
you meet us, Lord. You meet us, oh God. Individually, O Lord. As you knew us even before coming here, Lord Jesus.
Father, to be lifted above, oh God. Father, you, Lord Savior, look upon us.
Everything within us, Lord.
Look not, Lord, Father, even upon those things that, Lord,
everything within us, Lord. We tell it, we cry. Lord, we announce it, Lord.
Bless, Lord, we pray.
That we love you, Lord.
That have not come tonight, that
we love you.
Savior, Father, they would not be comforted.
We love you, Lord. Because you first loved us. And you purchased our salvation on Calvary tree.
Father, we glorify thee.
We thank you, Lord Jesus.
We love you. We love you, Lord, Father, for your kindness and your goodness. You be glorified.
Oh, watch it, my brother. Watch it, my sister. It has to take him. It has to take him. It's by his grace, his hands. Oh, if only you know how the devil was behind you, the enemy was behind you wherever you were going. But he always, he said, the sun cannot smite you by day, nor the moon by night. Said, I, God, I will preserve you. I'll preserve your soul. I'll preserve your going out and your coming in. I, the Lord.
What I ought to be, Lord, said God. But I, Lord, show not what I used to be, Lord, said God.
Oh, yes, Lord. We thank you, O God.
Even in that life, Lord, said God.
We bless you.
Glorify thee, Lord, and we raise thee.
In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Now, as Lord, Father,
we pray with all thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Shall we be seated? Thank you, musicians.
Amen.
God bless you. As we go along, our topic tonight is, Yes, Lord, I want to see you. And as we go along, we come to a place where the prophet said this, and I will use it for our topic tonight. Amen. The prophet said, Yes, Lord, I want to see you. And we make it our topic tonight. In the message book, sir, we will see Jesus. It was preached in Lausanne in Switzerland. I was asking my daughter when they went to Switzerland whether they were able to go to Lausanne. It's a very beautiful city. The city that's on the side of a hill or mountain, and then you see a very beautiful lake dry down. Amen. And that's a city where sometimes they are, when you want to go down, for pedestrians, there are lifts. From one part of the city, you take lift, you come down to another part of the city. Praise the Lord. Quite interesting, very beautiful city. Amen. And the prophet went there, and you could see the expectation. Praise the Lord. You could see the expectation that was in the believers there that day. Praise God. Hallelujah. It would just be like he's standing here. The expectation that we all will be looking to him. Praise the Lord. That was what happened. Now let's listen to what he said here. He said, now everyone is praying. When he stood, first, he said, now I could see everyone is praying. Praise the Lord. He said, I want to see every one of you healed tonight. Amen. So I want to see every one of you healed tonight, because he could see the expectation, the eyes that were penetrating through him. Praise the Lord. Oh, they've heard about the prophet. Now hear the prophet standing before them. And he could read from their eyes that they were what? The eyes were penetrating through him, demanding something from him. But here is a man, here is a prophet. He will never want to take glory, praise the Lord. But rather he will point to the one who the glory is for. Oh, hallelujah. And so he said, if I could do it, the healing, he said, Let me start again. He said, now I see everyone praying. I want to see every one of you healed tonight. Praise the Lord. This message is for us. He wants to see everyone's needs tonight fulfilled. Amen. He said, if I could do it, I would do it. Praise the Lord. If I could do it, I would do it. If your doctor could do it, he would do it. Praise the Lord. Then he said, but it takes Christ. Amen. It takes whom? Christ. I know how you are looking at me. I can discern that you are expecting me to do something. But he said, if I could do it, why not? I would do it. If your doctors could do it, they would do it. But, oh, it takes one man to do it. Praise the Lord. Not me, but whom? Christ. Pointing the people to Christ. Praise the Lord. Just like what Jesus Christ himself. He said, it's not me, but the Father that is in me that do the works. Oh, praise the Lord. But today, what we see, many preachers, they try to take what? The glory to themselves. I lay hands and I prayed and they were healed. Oh my. We have a true prophet. He will point to what? He will point to the one. He said, it takes Christ and it takes your faith in Christ. If you want anything tonight, he said, it's not me, the prophet. It will take what? It will take Christ. And it will take your faith in Christ tonight. Praise God. And then God will do it. Amen. It will take Christ and your faith in Christ. And then God will do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now these Greeks that came to Philip, you see, what is that? Their heart desire was to see Jesus. Because they said they desired whom? Philip. Their heart desire was the one to see Jesus. And then the prophet asked, how many would like to see? How many desire to see him tonight? And all hands were up. And the prophet said, everyone. Amen. Said, we all want to see him. That's the call of the human heart. That's the call in the human heart. To see him. Sir, we will see Jesus. Now that's what we want to do tonight. Amen. To see him. Brother, you want to see him?
Yes.
Amen. God bless you. He's here. Praise the Lord. Then the prophet said, I remember one time I was getting up my little old cabin and I was trying to make a fire. And it wouldn't burn. The fire would not what? To not burn, to not start. So now I tuned on the radio and a sister was singing, I want to see Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
He turned on the radio and all that he heard was what? A sister was singing. He said, I want to see Jesus. Praise the Lord. He said, I just sat down in the floor and just started what? Weeping. Amen. I raised up both hands and I said, yes, Lord, I want to see you. Praise the Lord. So that's our topic tonight. Yes, Lord, I want to see you. And you want to see him. Praise God. Now the prophet said, if he is so real, if you believe that he is so real, then why can't we see him? We will see him. He said, if you are looking for him tonight, what type of person would you look for? If you are looking for him tonight, he said, yes, you want to see him. If you are looking for him tonight, what type of a person would you look for? He said, will you look for a man with a long robe? Dressed different from other men? He said, not Jesus. Amen. Not Jesus. But what do we see in this our day? Many preachers. Oh. They do what? They have identified themselves from their congregation. They have a special dress that they have to wear. And you, the congregation, you have to wear different dresses. I remember back in Ghana, in a certain church, the gown that the pastor puts on, their minister puts on, one of the church members went and saw the same thing, and his own was even longer. It was sweeping the floor. Praise the Lord, and he went to church. Oy! They asked him to put off the dress. That's what? That's for that's the identification for what? Their pastor. So they asked him to what? To take off that dress. Oh my. That's what we have. Many preachers today, they make themselves different from what? From their congregation. So even they put upon themselves, see, self-acclaimed what? Qualifications. Reverend, Doctor, Apostle, and all those big names. And they come with what? Real imposing what? Robes. But the prophet said, not Jesus. Amen. Said, if Jesus would dress, he said, he dressed just like other men. Amen. He said, if he's here in body of flesh tonight, he will wear a suit clothes like we have. Amen. And we couldn't look for a well-dressed man. No, sir. I don't imagine he would what, look like he was from one of the what, a band box. No, sir. He would dress like us we've dressed. That's why when the Greeks went, they could not identify who is their leader. Because he was dressed like those, like the disciples. There was no difference. Praise the Lord. So they had to ask the nearest man, sir, we will see Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. But when you go to another place, you get there immediately, you know who is what, the minister, because he's dressed differently. Not the prophet said, not Jesus. Amen. He will always be like what? He will be like us we are. That shows what? Humility. That shows humility. He said he wouldn't go out, if we are looking for him tonight, we wouldn't go out to the great, great cathedrals. Is that why we are going to look for him? We wouldn't go there because, you see, the Greeks themselves, when they went to the temple, they didn't see Jesus there. Amen. They went to the temple, they didn't see Jesus there. Because why? The temple was supposed to be the place where Jesus should have what? Should have been and preached the word of God. But he wasn't in the temple. Why? Because he had been kicked out. Kicked out with what? Unbelief. Amen. Unbelief. Brethren, my sister, unbelief kicks out Jesus Christ. If you want to see him in your life, then you go to what? Renew your faith in him and believe every word that has been spoken. Because unbelief sense kicks him out. It is unbelief that kicked him out from Nazareth when he had wanted to start his ministry over there. Unbelief kicked him out of what? Nazareth. The place where he grew up. Unbelief kicks what? Christ away. Amen. Hallelujah. So these Greeks, they went to the temple, they didn't see Christ then. So a prophet is asking, if we would like to see Christ, would we go to the great, great cathedrals to find him? For when he was here, they wouldn't receive him. Those great cathedrals would not receive him. And so they would. So it is also today. They will never receive him. Those great, we have great, great cathedrals all over the city here. It started from the beginning. They never received him. And so today, they will still not what? Receive him. Receiving him is receiving what? The true word. The truth. Amen. The prophet asks again, would you go to a man that had a great forceful voice? He said, no. He said, would you look for a man that had a great swelling education? That has so much education till he continually to spoke in tongues. Just so common people could not understand him. He said, not Jesus. Amen. Ministers with what? Great, great education. My wife is here. She will bear me out. I'm telling you the truth. There is a preacher in Ghana now. Amen. You go to his church. My brother, you have to carry dictionary. Praise the Lord. Big, big words. You have to carry dictionary along. He's still preaching. Real big words. And one of my wife's sister has a young boy, growing, very intelligent boy. And the mother has been taking him to that church. And this small boy started to what? Memorize all those big, big, big words. And when he comes home, he will be also what? Just roaring out those big words. Oh, praise the Lord. It becomes what? It becomes tongues. People don't understand. He said, just so that common people couldn't understand him. He said, not Jesus. He said, he talked like a common people. Amen. So where would you find him? You have to find him among the common people. He will be a common man. Brethren, why should we go through all these things? Just to lay the foundation for you to know where Christ is. The kind of word, the kind of character, the kind of place where you meet with him. Praise the Lord. So when we have climbed onto a pedestal higher than what we are hearing, we come down. Amen. Because he is not coming up there. We go to what? Come down. Just the thing that the Pharisees failed to do. They have made themselves so high. Instead of to come down. No, sir. My brother, so we are where we would, if you like to see him, where would you see him? That is what the prophet is what? Bringing all these things out. Amen. Look at what? The place where we are. And compared to what? The great, great cathedrals. But this is where he said, I've placed my name. Amen. Amen. And so, my brother, if you come here and you have to go out, hey, I don't believe anyone will come in here and go out again. Though many have come into the message and they have gone out, and what has happened to them? My brother, what has happened to them? My sister, what has happened to them? If you want to see him, then where common people are gathered. Amen. Humble people. People that want fear God. People whose life, they consider Christ first in every situation. Amen. We need these things. The prophet is what? Was asking the congregation in Lausanne. If you want to see him, where would you find him? Amen. Then our second reading is that Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you want to see him, then we go to look at yesterday, what he was. Because he will be the same today. What he was yesterday, he will be the same tonight. He changeth not. Amen. He changeth not. And so the prophet in the message, so we will see Jesus this time preached in the Klamath Falls in Oregon, 1960. Paragraph 27 said, now, the only way that we will ever be able to draw from this text, the text, Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever, is that the thing that we want to say is to find out what he was yesterday. Then that will be what he will be today. Amen. And what he will be forever. So what type of a person was he? What type of a person was he? Because you got to know what type of person he was, so that you bring your own situation. Because he changes not. Amen. The same yesterday, today, and forever. You got to know what he was yesterday. And he is same today. So your condition now, you begin to what? Line up and believe and what? Mount up of your faith. Because if that same condition, faith miss it, if it happened yesterday, it will happen today also. Amen. And so yesterday we know that he could make the blind to see. So today he can make what? The blind to see. Praise the Lord. And when we are talking, we're talking in what? The natural realm and the spiritual. Praise God. Yesterday, one thing we know, we could know that he could make the blind to see. And we have even one example, like what? Blind Bartimaeus. Praise God. When he cried unto him, oh, ye son of man, have mercy upon me. Ye son of David, have mercy upon me. Amen. Praise God. Jesus brought back his sight again. So he was yesterday someone that can what? Make the blind to see. So today he can make the same thing. And we are talking what? Both in what? The natural and spiritual. And my brother, I want you to look at the spiritual more. Amen. We know him that he was what? He could make the cripples to walk. He could make the dumb to speak. The deaf to hear. Amen. Look at it in the spiritual. Cripple, walk. Amen. Dumb, speak. Deaf. They do what? They hear. You remember that man? Jesus and the disciples met. Was dumb, deaf, and blind. That's a pitiful sight. So the disciples asked Jesus, who sent this man or his parents? But Jesus answered and said, you know the answer already. He said, this man never sent, neither the parents. But for what? God, the work of God. Oh, to be made manifest. Praise the Lord. For the work of God to be made manifest. He was what? He was made that way. Praise the Lord. Maybe your situation, what he was yesterday, he's same today. Amen. Maybe your situation is for a purpose that the work of God will be made right in your life. Amen. So why not tonight, if you come to see him, say, Lord, All these things, the situation, my circumstances. See, there are no circumstances in the kingdom of God. But in the world, yes, my circumstances, my situation. Lord Jesus, I know yesterday you said something that it was for a purpose, for your work, for the work of God to be made manifest. I believe in that same situation, Lord, tonight. I've come to see you. Amen. My situation, Lord, I'm looking to you tonight for your work to be made manifest for all to see that there is what? There is a living God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changeth not. Amen. Yesterday, we knew that he could set the captive free. He could set what? The captive free. Yesterday, we knew him for that. He's the same tonight. I said, look at the whole thing in the spiritual way. Amen. You might be under captivity, spiritual captivity. My brother, my sister, he's the same today. You remember that man that was living in the tombs? Amen. When Jesus met him, he said, what is your name? My name is Legion. More than 2,000 what? Evil spirits filled in this man. Praise God. He's the same tonight. If you come to see him, he's the same tonight. He set the captive free. Amen. He said, you know the song. This when I came in this evening, I could hear Brother Wilmore singing that same song. Oh, and I have it here. From home and friends, the evil spirit drove him. Among the tombs, he dwelt in misery. He cut himself because what? Demon powers have possessed him. Then Jesus came and set the captive free. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, all tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory. Amen. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. Oh, praise the Lord. He set captivity free. Yesterday he did it. So he's the same yet today. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's a matter of what? Just lifting up your Lord, I want to see you. I want to see you tonight. Yes, Lord, I want to see you. Amen. In the form of captivity, he will set you free. Amen. He could forgive sin. Yesterday, I knew him that he could forgive sin. Amen. So today, this night, he can forgive every sin. It's a question of what? Confessing. Amen. He could forgive it because he changed not the same tonight. Forgive sin. I remember when that adulteress was brought to him, people ready with their stones because they have Moses' law. She had committed adultery and she needed to be what? To be stoned. Amen. Jesus asked them, whoever had not sinned, cast the first stone. You know the story already. And he started writing on the ground. Oh, Brother Wilmore, yesterday night you were here in this corner. Brother Wilmore, come and look at it and then drop his stone and go away. Oh, praise the Lord. They were coming one by one with their stones. He said, what is he writing? What did you see? Go and look at what he's writing. Another one will come, he will see his name. Hey, I thought no one knew. And it was there. He would put his stone down and go away. And all of them left. Jesus asked her, "Where are your adversaries?" He said, "Go and sin no more." Amen. He forgave sin. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Tonight he's here. If you've come to see him, confess. Say, "Lord, he'll forgive you your sins." He can change. Yesterday, I knew that he could change someone's life. I want a new life. A life that what? Speaks Christ. A life that demonstrates the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I need it myself. I need it tonight. Amen. I need it tonight. The demonstration of the power of the Holy Ghost in my life. Oh Lord, I've come. Yes, Lord, I've come tonight to see you. Change my life. I want it in my life, Lord. That power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. A total life. To be like you. That's my desire tonight, Lord. That's my desire tonight. And I know. We know that he did it. That short man, like me standing here, Zacchaeus, went to see him and he went up to the tree. You know it already. Praise the Lord. He was what? A cheat. Cheated people. Praise God. But when Jesus asked him to come down tonight, he said, "I'm going to your house, Zacchaeus." Praise the Lord. Tonight, whilst we are living here, he's going with us to our home. Amen. Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Zacchaeus' life changed. Amen. He changed completely. He's the same tonight, my brother. My sister is the same tonight. I know yesterday he healed all manner of what? Diseases. He was a man, he said, "You can touch me with all your infirmities." He's here tonight. Can heal every disease, every sickness. Just tell him, "Lord, I need your healing." Praise God. "I am sick. Spiritually sick. I need your healing, Lord, tonight." Oh, praise God. Any manner of what? Sickness or disease? Oh, yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Yesterday, I know him that he could walk on the sea. And the storms and the billows, the winds, do obey him. Praise God. With only three words, "Peace, be still." And everything had to come. Every demon had to what? Had to lay. Amen. Brother, tonight, there are winds, storms, spiritual winds, storms, billows, hitting against you. He's here tonight because we've been singing it all of them. He's the master of it. Amen. Master of the wind, the storms and the billows. He will what? Take care of all those enemies that have risen against you. Those storms, those billows that have become what? A real hindrance. They've been tormenting you. He's the same tonight. When he calmed every situation, he's here to calm any form of situation. It's a question of what? Confessing to him. Amen. I know yesterday he was able to feed 5,000 people, more, even the 5,000 as men, women and children excluded. He fed them. lamb with five loaves and two fishes. He's the same tonight, my brother, my sister. Whatever is in your hands, give it to him. Praise God. And it will be what? Multiplied. Oh Lord, I give my life to you. I've given my life. I want to give tonight, Lord. Tonight, especially, Lord, tonight, I give my life to you. Amen. Lord, tonight, even when I started this job, I've never committed into your hands. Now, Lord, I committed my work into your hands. My school, I never did real committed into your hands. Tonight, Lord, I commit my school, Lord, into your hands. Oh, my children, I've not really committed them to you, Lord. Tonight, Lord, my children, oh, I'm committing them into your hands. Amen. You are the one that can what? Multiply. Praise God. The same tonight, the same yesterday. Yes, Lord, I want to see you. Amen. Oh, he said, someone that can give life. Yes, he can give life. And that reminds me of what? That reminds me of Lazarus. Amen. That reminds me of what, Lazarus? He can give life. Praise God. Can give you life. Sometimes there are things that hinder him from what? Speaking life into us. So that day, he said, take away the stones. Oh, praise the Lord. Move out the stones. Tonight, if there is any obstacle, hindrances, the things that probably doesn't want, allow the work of God. Oh, the life of God. He's here tonight. When they took away the stone, he spoke life. Come out from that situation. He will call you tonight to come out from whatever situation you are in. Praise God. He changes not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that brings us to what? Our first reading. You know, if you follow the story really close, when Lazarus was brought out from death, it was a real miracle that shook the whole of what? Jerusalem and Bethany. Praise God. And if it had happened, just look at the whole thing in our time, in this our day, if it had happened this our day. The home of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, it turned out to be what? A tourist spot. Praise God. And the Bible says Bethany was very close to Jerusalem, just what? 10 furlongs, about 2 kilometers. And he said what? People were what? Thronging, see, they come. What was the attraction there? To come and see Lazarus. Praise the Lord. And even probably to see if they can get a glimpse of the man that's what? That made that miracle. But that man was not there. If you read the Bible closely, he wasn't there because the Pharisees and the Jews, when they saw how people were moving up and down, between Bethany and what? Jerusalem. All want coming with what? Testimonies. Praising God. The Jews never wanted it. The Bible said they were looking for him. To lay hands upon him. Praise God. So Jesus and his disciples had to retire to a city called Ephraim. Praise the Lord. Not that Jesus was afraid, but it has to happen according to what? According to the word of God. According to prophecy. It's not you coming to arrest him, but he bringing himself. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. They retired to some place. Then the Bible says, when the feast of Passover was getting closer, Jesus came back to Bethany. Amen. And it was around this time the Greeks also had come to Jerusalem to worship. Praise God. And when they came, they heard all these things. They went to the temple and they were hearing the whole story about what has happened some few weeks ago or some few days ago. No. We got to leave this place. This temple here, we came, it is what? The Pharisees always, all they preach is what? The Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Look, there's no life in it. But when they hear this, faith cometh by what? Hearing the word of God. They left what? The temple and started looking for him. That's why the prophet was saying that if you are looking for him tonight, you cannot find him in what? In the cathedrals. Praise God. It's Greeks, they had to leave the temple looking for him now. Amen. They had to leave that camp. They had to go beyond the camp of the temple. Tonight, my brother, my sister, it's time sometimes we go beyond our camps. Amen. Let us be like what? The eaglets. We are full-grown eaglets. Get out from the nest. Amen. And fly. Don't make the nest to be what? Don't get yourself accustomed to the nest. You what? You die of hunger. You are not an eaglet. Soar up. Amen. Going beyond the camp. Stay in that camp, you die in that camp. Amen. Just like what? The four lepers. When the Syrians, they surrounded Jerusalem. They besieged that city till what? There was complete hunger. Amen. There were four lepers that were living at the gate. Because you know the Jews, when you are, there's leprosy. You don't live in the city, you live outside the city. And these four lepers, they said, if we stay here, we would die of hunger. And we know there is food in the world, in the camp of the Assyrians. Let us go. Amen. They had to leave their camp and go beyond the camp. And when they decided to go beyond the camp, God would magnify their footsteps. And as they were going, it sounded like what? A great army that was coming. The whole enemy had Syrians. They had to run away and leave their camps. Praise God. Amen. Go beyond your camp, my brother, my sister. If that camp you are staying in, it is not what? Christ is not there. Go beyond that camp. And these Greeks, they went beyond the camp of the temple to look for him. And when they have found where he was, we know the story now. Sir, we will see Jesus. Amen. As the prophet said, when he heard that sister singing on the radio, I want to see Jesus. So the prophet raised his hands. And he was what? He was crying. He said, yes, Lord, I want to see you. Amen. Tonight, he wants to see him. Praise God. Amen. The Syrians, the Greeks, they went beyond the camp of the temple to go and look for him. Amen. So even the scripture says, Jesus, he said, for him to sanctify us, he said he went beyond the gates. So let us also, amen, go beyond the camp and bear his reproach. Praise the Lord. So my brother, if you want to see him,
He has not changed.
Amen. The prophet said, he will be same. He is the same tonight in principles. He's the same tonight in power. He's the same tonight in attitude. Same tonight in person. Same in works tonight. Same. Changeth not. If you want to see him, praise the Lord. Say, I am the Lord, I changeth not. Those who have been here on the teachings of the seven church ages, you know the prophet said, a key has been given to him. And that key that the Lord gave to him, he was able to what? He was able to know every messenger for each age and every, and then the duration. Let me read it. He said, the key given me of the Lord, whereby I was able to determine the messenger for each age, is the most scriptural one. In fact, it might be called the keystone of the Bible. And what is the keystone of the Bible? He said, it is a revelation that God never changes. Amen. Always carry this keystone. Amen. The prophet, that's the keystone to the Bible. He changes not. Amen. He said, the revelation that God never changes and that his ways are unchangeable as he is. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, an unchanging God with unchanging ways, what he did at the first, he will have to keep on doing it until the last time. You keep on doing it. So tonight, my sister, it's your faith. My brother, it's your faith. There are many things that have been what? Said, I have picked my own. To see him tonight. Amen. Because he had done it yesterday. And so he will do it today. So, by faith, with faith, I'm going to receive my own. The Lord got to what? We got to get into a desperation. Amen. Desperation. Like what? The desperation of what? Desperation of Bartimaeus, blind Bartimaeus. He was desperate when he heard. He said, what is the noise of that crowd? I'm hearing the noise of a crowd. What is it? He said, that Jesus is coming. Come in my way, oh Lord. Then he started what? Praying. Oh, you son of David, have mercy upon me. He was desperate because he knew if he has not been able to draw the attention of Jesus at that hour, that probably might be his last. If we can throw ourselves into that kind of desperation tonight. Desperation of whom? Desperation of Jacob. Praise the Lord. When Jacob wants his life to change. Oh, that is what I'm looking for tonight. He wants his life to change. And we know it already. He sent all that he has across the brook. And he was left alone. Oh, yes, sir. My sister, my brother, tonight, meet him alone in your prayers tonight and wrestle with him all that you want tonight. Put yourself into that desperation. The desperation of Hannah. Maybe you don't know how it is, how it feels. Hannah, her rival had been what? Just a taunting her all the time, looking for what? The fruit of the womb. Oh, amen. That desperation brought what? Results for her. Amen. Amen. And we know in this house, there are people that are looking for what? The fruit of the womb. He changes not, he's the same tonight. Pray for those people. Pray for that families. Amen. We need that kind of desperation tonight. Musicians start coming. How many would like to see him tonight? Do you believe that he changes, Lord? That what he did yesterday, he's here tonight to do the same. If only you carry to him in prayer. If you carry to him in prayer, everything to him in prayer tonight, he will meet you. According to what? According to his mercies. According to grace. He's a good God. Change it now. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God.
What a friend we have in Jesus. Our sins and griefs to hold. Our sins and griefs to bear. Are we weak and heavy laden?
See him, and he's here. Praise God. You remember, even the Queen of Sheba, he traveled all the way from the outmost part of the world to come and hear the wisdom of Solomon. But what does the scripture say? That the greater than Solomon is here tonight. Amen. Someone traveling all that way to come and hear a man, Solomon. The scripture says, greater than Solomon is here. The people of Nineveh, when they heard about Jonah, they all came from all parts. Come and hear Jonah. But listen, greater than Jonah is here tonight. If you want to see him, tell him, Lord, increase my faith to believe that all things are possible. You need it. I need it. Amen. Increase my faith that I will believe that all things are possible, that I can move mountains. I can move powers and principalities, powers of sickness, diseases. I want to believe that, Lord, I am an overcomer. That no one, no evil, no devil can stand before me. Victory is mine. Tell the devil, I have a promise. Tell the devil tonight, I have a promise. And my promise that I am the seed of Abraham. And the seed of Abraham, the word of God tells me, I will possess every gate of the enemy. Tell him, get behind me. Let's remember in our prayer, let's remember the church. Let's remember the pastor, our pastor. Let's remember Friday's meeting and Sunday's meeting. Pray for your brother, your sister. You know her need. You know his need. Pray for him tonight. And last but not the least, let's always pray for our children. Let's pray for our children. Brethren, maybe we take one song and then we commit ourselves into prayer.
I must tell Jesus, Jesus, not David.
As you prepare your heart to pray, prepare your heart to pray now.
If I Jesus alone, I must tell Jesus, all of my troubles, He's a kind, calm, passionate friend. If I but ask Him, oh, He will deliver.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
I must tell him, I cannot. tempted and shy,
tempted and shy, need a great Savior.
As you are singing, let your prayer
go along with
the
song.
From your heart,
burdens to bear. I must tell him, I must tell him, I must tell Jesus. Let's tell him tonight. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear it. Burden alone. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me. Jesus alone. Oh, how the world, oh, how the world do evil lose. Oh, how my heart is tempted to sin. I must tell him, I must tell him, and he will help me over the world to victory to. Oh, I must tell him, I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear, cannot bear it alone. Oh, tell him, I must tell, I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I can.
What he did yesterday, he is the same tonight.
Savior, thanking thee, O God, Father, for Lord out there. Lord,
what
Father,
he did Lord, yesterday, he is the
Father,
same tonight.
Lord, Father, to forget thee, O God, because of Lord.
Come.
You be our portion. Be that we need, Lord Savior. Be Lord Savior. Father, the Lord Savior. Only thing, Lord, that we would desire, Lord Savior, is Lord Savior to speak with thee, Lord Savior God. Give us your grace always. Give us your mercy, Lord. And let us keep, Lord, Father, a clean and Lord Savior, spotless account with thee, Lord. For we know not, Lord, when you would call us out, Lord. But when you would, Lord, how we would desire, Father, to be Lord Savior. Father, righteous in Lord Savior our ways. We ask your grace now. Hear us, keep us, Jesus.
Brother Mark, come and just say pray for the church. You know.
Heavenly Father, once more, Lord, we want to thank you tonight. Father, for indeed, Lord, whichever way we look at it, you are still the same yesterday, today, and you'll be the same tomorrow. Father, there is nothing that changes with you. No matter what the enemy throws at our way, Lord God, whenever we come back to you, we realize that you are still the same.
Yes.
And we are so thankful because of that, Lord. For Lord, if you were a changing God, we wouldn't know how to approach you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
But tonight we have confidence in your word, knowing, Lord, that Father, your word is the right, the absolute for us. for you change not.
Amen.
Lord, and you said if we would humble ourselves, Lord, when you spoke to those saints of old, you told them to humble themselves,
yes,
to pray unto you, to call upon your name, and that you would hear from heaven, mm-hmm, and answer their prayers. Lord, and we know today also, Lord, that you haven't changed and that you are still the same.
Amen.
And that, Lord, like them also, we can also humble ourselves, Lord, and call upon your name, and that you'd hear from heaven and answer our prayers.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Lord, we haven't only read it, Lord, but these things have happened to us countless times before, in
yes,
which the enemy had beaten us down. But Lord, we remembered your word, Lord, and we called upon your name, and you
Amen.
Came on the scene, and you delivered us from the hands of the enemy.
Yes,
likewise,
Lord,
tonight, O God, we call upon your holy name, Lord,
Amen,
in the name of Jesus Christ, calling, O Father, that you may come on the scene in the life of every person that is in here tonight,
Amen,
Lord, to open the red seas that is laying before them.
Yes,
Lord, to loosen the heart of that terrible Pharaoh that is making them, Lord, to grind in the world of sin. Oh God, I pray that, Father, tonight we would all go being having set free,
yes,
Lord, because you are the same God. You are a Savior. You save your people. You are a provider. You provide for your children.
Oh, yes.
And we ask, Father, tonight that you'd save those that are in need of being saved. Lord, that you'd strengthen the weak. Lord, that, Father, you'd, Lord, encourage those that are discouraged.
Yes.
Father, may you provide for those that are needy, Lord.
Amen.
Thou knowest every request that every person here would hold in their hearts, O God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
I ask, Father, that it may all be fulfilled, for we have believed on you,
Jesus,
and we know that you are a living God. You are not like the gods of stone that
yes,
talk not, but you are a living God that is more than interested in our lives. Lord, you said we are only to ask, and it will be done, even,
Amen,
Lord, O God, as we ask, Father. So we ask tonight, O God, that you would provide for the needs of your people,
yes,
even
Lord,
as we would desire to meet on Friday night, Lord, meeting on Sunday. We pray, Father God, that it won't be meetings, Lord, that are organized and ordained of men,
yes,
but that, Father, it will be a special meeting,
Amen,
where we would come to meet with you, even as we met with you. Help us, Father, that we be diligent in our dealings, we be diligent in our walk,
yes,
diligent,
Lord,
in our talk, Lord, knowing, Father, that in our hearts tabernacles the Most High, Lord, and that, Father, oh God, our conduct with fellow men may just drive him away, oh Father.
Amen.
Let it be, oh Father, that we would recognize that, Lord, and keep you, Father, in our hearts, that
yes,
when we talk, it would only be to glorify your name, Lord. Father, we pray, Lord Jesus, asking, Father, that you would answer this request that your people have in their hearts, Father.
Yes,
bless,
Lord,
our brother Maxwell. Lead him and guide him, Lord. Father, even as
Amen.
He goes back home tonight, grant him grace, O Father.
Amen.
Remembering the brethren that are not here tonight, we commit each and every one of them into your hands.
Yes,
Lord, grant them grace, Lord, that we would meet with them on Friday.
Amen.
Lord, and these that are here, Lord, we just ask, Father, that the words that have been spoken, Lord, let them not be in vain,
Amen,
but that, Lord, they may always be in our remembrance. Lord, to call upon your name, knowing that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, Father, and we love you, Lord, and we glorify your name. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God
bless you, brother.
God bless you.
God bless you, church. God bless you. Let's turn to the last song. The song that will give to us. Let's thank him in our hearts. Because we know we have come to meet him. And we have seen him. And he has answered our prayer. Not he will, but he has already answered our prayer.
A thing most wonderful. We haven't sang it for a long time. Amen. It is a thing most wonderful.
It is a thing most wonderful that God should dwell.
Okay, let's sing that other song. Sing that. Though I remember where I will go, oh, I have learned to trust in you. Oh, and I remember was for me that it was laid on Calvary. Oh, he lead me, Jesus shall lead me, light and day. He lead me, Jesus shall lead me all the way. He is the truest of friends to me.
Oh, I remember.